Hello again and welcome to Pick Yourself, the podcast that helps you build a meaningful electronic music career. If your goal is to create and release outstanding music on respected labels, get better bookings and grow a tribe of true fans instead of just social followers, then this show is for you. My name is Philip, thanks for tuning in, and now let's get right into today's episode. Welcome to episode 50, another anniversary episode. I'm so glad to have you here with me again. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sticking with this podcast for 50 episodes. And in case you're brand new to the show, welcome as well. I really appreciate your effort to change something in your music career, to move things forward. That's the right attitude, and I hope you get something out of this podcast. Now, I do have a couple of important announcements I want to make, and that's because Pick Yourself is changing. It's changing for the better, and I'm super excited to open up a new chapter and a new phase. And let me quickly walk you through the things that are about to change. So the first thing is, I will not publish weekly episodes anymore. And stay with me here, this is not bad news, because I'm going to replace this with something else. So the podcast will still exist, and I will start my series of in-depth interviews with thought leaders in the electronic music industry. And I'm not only talking about artists that I know or that I have worked with, they also play a role, of course, but I'm also talking about people from labels, people that work in promotion and PR agencies, bookers from clubs, club owners. So all these types of people that are part of the music sphere and that are really important people you will talk to in the future. So I think it's important to understand their perspective of things, and they will share their expertise. They will bring a lot of in-depth knowledge to you, and I can't wait to share this with you. But since this requires a little bit more scheduling from both ends, from my end, but also from their end, of course, I will publish episodes more or less monthly. Yeah, this just makes stuff a little bit easier, and sometimes I will also publish several episodes a month, but I will not stay with this weekly rhythm. But there are even more good news, because I have decided to also provide video content. And on the one hand, I do this because many of you have been requesting something like this. So you asked me to walk you through certain things and to explain things a little bit better. And that's just easier to do when you can visualize it in some way. And the second reason why I do this is I want to challenge myself again. So the podcasting and blogging thing is a lot of fun, and I've learned so much on the way. But I'm at this sweet spot right now where I can basically create an episode in less than a day, including everything like the conceptualization, writing of the blog post, recording this episode and putting the visuals together, promoting it and so on. So all of that can happen in a pretty short time frame. And it was much harder to do this in the beginning, and I now have the training of 50 episodes. And yeah, now it's a lot of fun, but I think it's time to challenge myself again. Now, as you might know, I love learning, and I'm a big fan of, just dealing with failure and then learning from it and growing from it. So I know that my videos will not be perfect at the beginning, but that's exactly where you come into play. I really need you. I really need your input. I need your feedback. And most of all, I need topics from you. I want to hear exactly the things that you would like to learn or that you would like to see from me. And then I will just experiment. Yeah. I will do a 30-day trial experiment where I record a video every day for 30 days and also immediately publish it, because I think that takes away the fear of doing this. And from there on, I can improve. I will take these learnings and the videos will most likely get better. But I need your input. So whatever question you have, whatever you would like to learn from me, please leave me either a reply in our private Facebook community. So that is pickyourselfpodcast.com/community. Or you can also write me an email, philip@copilco-productions.com. So whatever works from you, I would love to hear from you. And I can definitely talk about your topics on camera. It would be a pleasure. So hit me up. I would love to hear from you. Now, the third and final announcement I want to make here is I am currently working on my very first online course. And that is in its very early development phase, so I'm doing a lot of research right now. And the goal of this course is to help upcoming artists who struggle with things like productivity and time management and getting things done, getting things finished. Yeah, so if these problems sound familiar to you, then also please hit me up, philip@kopilko-productions.com. I would love to hear from you because I'm currently looking for a group of beta students that I can personally interview, that I can talk to, and that will ultimately help me create a better course for you in the end. Now, of course, this group of beta students will have some very cool benefits. So first of all, they have direct access to me. So we will have some one-on-one calls. And these will be for free, absolutely. But then, of course, this group of beta students will have early access to the course at a ridiculously low price compared to the final product. And so if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, then also drop me an email, philip@kopilko-productions.com. I would love to hear from you. I am really looking forward to find some early adopters, some ambitious people who want to go all in and work on their music career, become more productive, become the kind of prolific producer that they seek to be. And yeah, I can't wait to help you. All right, now let's come to the topic of episode number 50. And that is my top 10 music industry secrets that will help you succeed. Now, let me start with this. What do you think is still a secret in the music industry? It's quite funny when you start Googling things like this, a lot of very, very silly blog posts come up. And the interesting thing here is that if you do some research and look up the people who wrote these things, then most of them don't make a living in the music industry. Most of them aren't really part of that ecosystem. They are outside spectators who comment on things. And I'm not calling anyone out here, but I think it just gives you a very different perspective if you look at this from the outside or if you are actually in the music industry making a full-time living from it. Yeah. And also the years of experience you bring into this. Yeah. That definitely shapes your perspective on what you call a secret or what you just call a secret to serve the Google algorithm because it just sounds interesting and makes you want to click on the headline. And yeah, that is why when you Google something like this, and you look at it, at what's inside these articles, usually you find very common sense stuff, not secret at all. Yeah. So things like how to grow your social media following. Yeah, that's not a secret to me. Yeah. How you can game the Spotify algorithm. Yeah, of course, there are millions of articles that help you with that. And I think it's fine if you inform yourself on that, but it's not a secret in the industry. Or any sneaky ways to get your demo into the inbox of a important label A&R. Yeah. So these are the things that I would expect. Yeah. These are not the things that I expect to be some secret. And don't get me wrong, there are also good blog posts. So one by Sonic Bits that I found, or one by the DIY Musician blog, which I generally think is a good resource overall. And so I have decided to create an episode on the 10 things that I believe are still relatively unknown or seem counterintuitive. And you can call them secrets. Maybe for some of you, these aren't secrets, but I still think that they matter in the long run. So let's jump right in. And the first one is having a loyal audience is much more important than having a huge audience. And in a way, it makes sense when you hear this, but also on the other hand, it's counterintuitive because everyone thinks that they need a huge audience to make a living from music. And that is not entirely true. Of course, you need to cross a certain barrier, a certain number of fans. Yeah, that is obvious. But it doesn't have to be a huge number. And a huge number would mean that if you are in a relatively small niche, that you're just not able to make a living from music because there's not enough audience potential. But I don't think that this is true. I think you can make a living in more or less every music niche that exists and every subgenre that exists. You just have to get a bunch of super loyal fans, and of course you should try to aim for the 1,000 true fans thing. Yeah, so we've discussed on another episode about this topic really in depth, so go back to that episode if you don't know what the 1,000 true fans theory by Kevin Kelly means. But yeah, in essence, that means that you're closer to your dream than you might think. Yeah, all you have to do is zero in on leading your tribe and put out remarkable music consistently and then grow your fan base step by step to a certain relevant number. But that number is usually much, much smaller than you think. And so why do I think that this is such a secret? Yeah, I hear this a lot from upcoming producers. I hear all of the time these crazy goals. They want to play on festivals in front of millions of people and they want to crack chart positions and so on. And all of that in the end isn't even necessary, yeah, to reach your goals. Even if you dream of something like this, this is not the thing that you need in order to be successful in the music industry and to stay true to what you want to achieve creatively. And when I then take a look at the people that I work with, the artists that I have to do with day in, day out in my studio, there are some super successful people there that don't have a huge audience, but they still make a full-time living from their music. And that is because their audience really believes in them, is super loyal, supports every single release, spreads the word for them, so they are natural ambassadors of these artists. And from the outside, you would never think that with such a seemingly small audience, you can make a living. So keep that in mind. That's a huge secret, in my opinion, that you need way less fans than you think you need, but they have to be super loyal. And that's the thing you should focus on. All right. Second music industry secret is being good but consistent is better than being great but inconsistent. Okay, let's dissect that statement. So on the one hand, we all dream to be that creative genius, the outlier, the uber talent. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to just be that outstanding person? Yeah, be careful what you wish for, because it's almost impossible to deliver up to that standard again and again and again over the course of many years. So let's say you put out an extraordinary album once in 5 years, but then everything you publish in between is, yeah, not up to that standard, or maybe it's even trash. Then you're setting yourself up for massive failure. There's nothing worse than constantly disappointing your true fans that are expecting you to deliver this great, amazing, unique, fantastic thing again and again. Yeah, they will move on in the meanwhile, most likely. And that's the ugly side of this music industry secret, is that, yeah, your true fans, just because they are true fans of a certain genius album that you did, that does not mean that they will stick with you forever. Yeah, they will have some patience with you, but at some point, they are not waiting for their creative genius to return after 10 years. So if you instead manage to put out good music that resonates with your audience consistently over years, then of course your fans will stay loyal to you. And in consequence, this will enable you to make a living from your passion. And that is a great place to be in, I think. And that's much better than being this outlier creative genius that puts out one spectacular thing every 5 years. And don't get me wrong here, of course you should aim to be extraordinary. Of course you should aim to create remarkable art that stands out, that is amazing, that is genius in a way, yeah? But you still have to make sure that the consistency is there as well. And the consistency is also what protects you from perfectionism, yeah? If you commit to releasing songs regularly, then that protects you from being over-perfectionist with your music. All right, music industry secret number 3. Hype is dangerous. Okay, and this is one of the most counterintuitive music industry secrets, because you might think that getting a lot of hype is the best thing that can happen to your music. But be careful here. Hype essentially means that everyone and their grandmother have an opinion about you, about your music, and where things are going with your artist career. And moreover, hype is a very time-bound phenomenon. Yeah, so you might be the talk of town for a couple of weeks, but what happens afterwards? What if your next single doesn't crack the Beatport charts or doesn't get viral on Spotify or YouTube? And instead of hoping for hype, you should focus on building momentum, slowly but steadily. And this is a way more healthy way of growing your fan base and making a sustainable career in the music business. And in the end, that's also what labels and promoters and so on are looking for. Of course, this industry also needs hype in a way. But I have seen so many hyped artists crash after that first initial spike. And so don't aim to be fashionable. Don't aim to be the talk of town for a certain period of time. Don't aim to be the next big thing for that month. Aim to be the next big thing for the next 10 years. That's the thing that you should aim for. Okay, music industry secret number 4. And that's not so secret for the ones who've been listening to this podcast a lot. You don't need a record label or a manager to be successful in this industry and to make it to the top. So this is one of the biggest myths that I keep hearing. It's this idea that record labels or managers are the key to making it, whatever that means. And that's simply not true. Because only you are the key to success in the music industry. You can make everything happen without these external factors. I think it's dangerous and maybe even a bit stupid to rely on these external factors for your own success as an artist. And that it just puts you in a position of dependency. And why would you want that? And I know the answer why you want that. It's because if you don't make it, someone else is to blame. So, for example, the stupid label A&R who rejected your awesome demo, or the lazy manager guy who didn't see your true potential, blah, blah, blah. I know these excuses. I've heard them over and over again. But no, that's not the reason why you didn't succeed. The reason why you didn't succeed is because you didn't put in the work yourself. So whatever your goals are in the music industry, be sure that you can achieve them without any label at all and without any manager that takes care of you. All these things aren't necessary keys to success. All right. Number 5 on my list, social media marketing is less important than you think. And I know that this is a bit controversial, but I'm asking myself, why the hell does everyone think that these platforms are the keys to success? Yeah. So if someone is not successful, they usually blame it on, yeah, it's just that I'm not really good at social media marketing. And then they talk about that other artist and, yeah, it's just because she's looking so good and she can take great Instagram pictures and this is why she's so successful, but her music sucks and my music is so much better. This is the typical talk that I hear from people. And that's a bit silly because there are many more and many better reasons why you are not successful yet. And I mean, I get it. I think that Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and whatever platform is the new hot shit whenever you listen to this, I think they all have a right to exist. And I also think that they have their place in the music industry because you can showcase your artist brand, you can have direct interaction with your fans, and you can also be very personal and give some people some kind of look behind the scenes. And lastly, the biggest factor at the moment, for example, in social media is that they help the music industry place ultra-targeted paid ads in front of people. Yeah. So whether you like it or not, that is one of the main reasons why labels use social media and why big artists use social media. It's not because they care about organic following. They care about who they can target with their paid ads. And yeah, we're talking about a completely different league of marketing than you would do on your own. But yeah, is that stuff really important for you, the upcoming artist? I don't think so. And I don't want to downplay the role of social media for artists these days, but I've seen just way too many examples of credible artists who simply ignore all social media best practices and still succeed in the grand scheme of things. And yeah, social media are a blessing and a curse. On the one hand, they're one of the best direct-to-fan communication channels. And yeah, nearly everyone uses these platforms on a daily basis these days. But then on the other hand, something like Instagram or Facebook and so on are limiting your reach more and more with every single update that they give. And you're competing for the attention of your audience with some of the biggest brands in the world. And they have specialized teams and millions to spend on ads, which is what the platforms want, which is what they're looking for, yeah? So you're just a tiny fish in these platforms. So I believe you should view social media as just one of many channels that make up your music promo mix. But these platforms aren't the holy grail, and they won't make or break your music career. Even if you completely neglect them, I promise you can still make a great artist career without any social media at all. And that is probably controversial for some people, but yeah, that is my honest opinion on that. And I think this is one of the biggest secrets in the music industry because everyone else believes the opposite to be true. All right, music industry secret number 6. Don't see other artists as competition. Instead, look for potential collaborators. So this has to do with a so-called abundance mindset. So you might be thinking that you're fighting a silent battle against all the other music producers in your genre, a fight for limited amount of attention among your audience, limited amount of money in that genre that is to be spent by your fans. And in essence, you just believe that the pool of potential fans is a scarce resource. And the problem with this so-called scarcity mindset or scarcity mentality is that it prevents you from massive growth. If you see your competitors as collaborators instead, then your artist career can gain much more momentum. If you start interacting positively with other music producers and trying to win the battle for the long-term success together instead of against each other, then you will see a massive difference. And how come? How is this possible? Well, first of all, someone can be a true fan of several musicians, of course. Yeah, so there is no reason why someone who is a true fan of artist A cannot be a true fan of artist B. Yeah? And that is what I mean with abundance mindset or abundance mentality. If those two artists collaborated, they could even share their pool of true fans, and that would make them both basically double their fan amount in the end. But if you stick with that scarcity mentality, if you still think that you should see other artists as competition because you're all fighting for the same limited pool of fans, then the problem is that you will have a very bad attitude towards other artists. You will not seek out collaborations. You will not be open for dialogue. You will not be open for sharing things with each other. And that essentially prevents you from personal growth, but also from growth of your fan base, obviously. So the artists that I have seen that are most successful, they are the ones who are super willing to share things with others. They are super willing to collaborate with each other. And I mean, as long as it fits their overall brand and goals, obviously. But yeah, they are not shy of doing these types of things together. And usually in 99% of cases, that benefits them in the long run. Now, of course, you want to be super selective of who you work with, who you seek out as a collaborator. But overall, it's just a very healthy mindset to adopt, to think that the resource of audience attention is not limited, that you're not competing against each other, and that just makes it more relaxed to also talk to other artists. All right, music industry secret number 7. A strong music industry network consists of 10 deep relationships instead of 100 superficial contacts. And yes, the ones who have been with this podcast from early on, they remember my episode on networking and why I think that's bullshit, at least in the traditional sense. And that is, to me, one of the biggest secrets. You don't need a massive network to be successful. It may be nice for your ego to max out your friend count on Facebook or have a lot of influential people follow you on Instagram. But yeah, that's just awesome to see for your ego, and that's all. Yeah, my personal experience has shown that this doesn't really matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many people you know superficially. The only thing that counts is to have few like-minded and really close contacts in the music industry who would do everything to see you succeed. And the other way around, of course. So you also do everything to see them succeed. So if you manage to establish 5 to 10 very deep relationships with influential people in your genre, you're setting yourself up for success in the future. And what's important here, that these relationships grow over many years. Yeah. So the girl who's booking underground showcases in a super small venue next to you, she might be the founder of the most influential booking agency of your genre in a couple of years from now. Yeah. So don't underestimate those early first contacts. All right, music industry secret number 8, there is no such thing as overnight success. And this is a weird idea, that idea of someone becoming successful overnight and just wrote that one miracle song and then that gets viral and so on. Yeah, so this myth gets spread like a virus. Yeah, it's not an intended COVID-19 joke. But yeah, I really believe that this myth was created by dreamers for dreamers. Yeah, so what do I mean by that? Yeah, the dreamers are the people who don't do things. They just talk about it and dream about it, but they don't implement things. And the ones who actually succeed in the music industry are the doers, not the dreamers. And so these overnight success stories are nice for the dreamers because it allows them to dream on and think like, yeah, one day I will have this overnight success and I will write this one magic tune that then goes viral and everyone in my genre loves it and I get signed and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, most of the times when you read these overnight success stories or you hear of them, they are usually made up PR campaigns by shady agencies or promo people at big record labels because they make for a great headline. Yeah, that's the kind of hero story that we like to read. But there's usually very little substance to that. Yeah, so If you then dig a little bit deeper, you find out that these people have been preparing their overnight success for many, many years before it happened. So yeah, that's a not so secret music industry secret. A successful music career is clearly related to years of ongoing work and installing healthy habits also, honing your creative skills, and investing time and money into the right resources. So just be patient, follow a well thought out strategy, and serve your audience instead of waiting for that magical one thing that changes everything. All right, secret number 9, do more of fewer things and focus on what's essential. Okay, what does that mean, do more of fewer things? Well, it makes a lot of sense because you have very limited resources of time, of energy, of money, and so you need to focus all of that on the right things. So you do more of fewer things, but these fewer things are the ones that actually move the needle. And it's oftentimes not the things that get mentioned by people. Yeah, so spending a lot of time on Instagram is probably not the most efficient use of your time. And I think this really is a music industry secret to success, because a lot of people will tell you, yeah, you just need to hustle, you need to grind, you need to do more and more and more of everything. But yeah, that just doesn't work. That just lets you burn out, and that doesn't foster creativity at all, I believe. So let me give you an example. You could try to follow every common Instagram growth hack and look for great hashtags, follow other people, comment on their posts, and send direct messages to influencers in your genre, just hoping that they will support you in any way. And this might consume 1 or 2 hours of your day, yeah, if you actually want this tactic to give you results. And yes, you will get results of that, don't get me wrong. But what else could you do with that time? What is the opportunity cost of spending that time? You could work through, for example, an online course that helps you solve a critical issue in your production workflow. Or you could read a blog post on how to get better at mixing your own songs, and then actually implement these things in your next production. Or you could collect addresses of people who curate Spotify playlists, or bloggers and journalists that work for media outlets that really are deep into that genre that you are releasing music in. So all of these types of things would be a better investment of your time, I think. And so I recommend you do a so-called 80-20 analysis of all the things you do to move your artist career forward, and just simply ask yourself, what are the 20% of what you put in that will give you 80% of the desired outcome? And sometimes that is hard to see just on your own. So if you need help with that, just go to our community and ask other people for their input. And I will also jump in and help you with deciding what these 20% are. All right, last but not least, number 10 on my list. If you don't work on your productivity and time management skills, you won't stand a chance. And I think that's a music industry secret you didn't expect to be on that list, but productivity and time management are super important meta skills for achieving everything else. And the more efficiently you work on your artist career, the quicker you are going to see the desired results. And so my point number 9 and this one number 10, they kind of go hand in hand, yeah? So that's really important. And so that's also the reason why I've decided to create a productivity and time management course for artists, for creative people, because I see that so many of you are struggling with this, and I really want to help you there. Because in the end, everything comes down to that, yeah? You still have a day job, probably. You still have some kind of social life and private life. Of course, you can only dedicate a certain amount of time to your music career, to growing as an artist. And so you want to use that time as efficiently as possible. And that's usually not a thing that creative people are good at. But yeah, there's also good news here. I mean, you are not born as an unproductive procrastinator. Yeah, you can learn this stuff even as a creative person. And I've taught these techniques to many of my coaching clients, and they have all crushed their yearly goals already. Yeah, and it's just mid-year now. So time management, for example, is also a big issue for most upcoming producers. So if you're feeling like your day needs to be twice as long in order to get things done, then you have a serious problem. And I've been there myself also, so I know how this feels. I had to take courses on productivity to make everything happen. I had to learn from my mentors to, yeah, organize myself in a different way. And then apart from that, I have adapted some of these things to fit better with living a creative lifestyle, because we do have a different lifestyle than many other people. So success in the music industry, I believe, is only possible if you strategically work on the essential building blocks of your future. But don't forget that you also have a life besides that. So organizing all of these aspects can be a big challenge and a source of frustration. And therefore, I think that this is one of the most important secrets to success in the music industry, is becoming more productive, becoming better at things like time management. Now, keep in mind that I still look for a group of people who want to contribute to my mission of helping you. So if you want to give me some input, if you want to share your struggle with me and also get a little bit of one-on-one help from me, then reach out, philip@kopilko-productions.com, and apply for becoming my beta student. All right, let's put this into action. What can you learn from these music industry secrets, and what can you implement? So usually at this point, I give you 3 action steps in every episode. But here, I just want you to rate yourself basically on a 1-3 scale on every one of these dimensions, because you can see these music industry secrets as dimensions of your future success. So 1 would be pretty bad on that scale, 2 would be okay, and 3 would be pretty good. You go through these dimensions again, you rate yourself, and then you take action on the things where you have the lowest score. And beyond that, I suggest you revisit your goals for the year again, and you see if you need to readjust things a little bit, depending on your outcome from that scale. All right, that was episode number 50. Again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking with me, for following this podcast for such a long time. It's awesome to have some people who really listen to all the episodes and writing me emails. That is fantastic. So reach out to me if you want to become part of my beta student group for this upcoming course. That would be amazing. And also, if you have topics for my video content that you want me to talk about, to share my expertise in, then reach out as well, philip@kopilko-productions.com. I really look forward to hearing from you. So I hope you will survive next week without an episode from me. But yeah, good things are about to come, and I would love to have you on that journey. Bye-bye. If you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And you can find detailed blog posts for every single episode on pickyourselfpodcast.com. Until then, see you next time.